Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, Randy, at Super Bowl Radio Row, we interviewed Brian Poole.
Right.
And we brought up, the free agency and all that kind of stuff. And Brian was short and sweet with his response and basically said, that's why I have an agent to handle that.
Correct.
And so reading between the which was all fine. I'm not sinking his battleship about anything, but the vibe that I and John got was I may be back, I may not. I'm going to the highest bidder, but I didn't feel an anchor to the team from him.
Correct.
He kind of already felt like a free agent. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he already saw the writing on the wall. Maybe the team had already, giving him some kind of message, some kind of feeling that he might not be back. But I got a distant feeling from Brian Poole in terms of his future with the Falcons when we interviewed him. And now, roughly 2 weeks later, Randy, we find out that his Falcons days are most likely done.
Well, you look at where he was coming in. He was a restricted free agent. And they could tender him or they could not tender him like they did and let him be a free agent. When you're at a point like that in your career and you're still young as he is, you got to have that mindset that I might be a free agent. I was reading something that Von McClure just tweeted out. It says the sources tell him that the Falcons would like to bring Brian Poole back, but just not at the restricted free agent tender amount. Low-level tender projected to be just over $2 million. So,
help me out. I'm a little fuzzy night.
So basically,
they're saying they don't want to pay $2 million for Brian Poole.
Yes.
Why would you say that?
Why?
Does Brian Poole for $2 million sounds fine to me?
Well, this is the thing. Who do you think, and we'll have callers and whatever later on, who do you think will be a better fit at that nickel position? Because you're not going to play a dime corner $2 million.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to pay him $2 million. To be your fourth corner.
All right.
And I think KZ.
I'll take your word for it on that.
I mean, you don't.
That seems like peanuts to me, but you're saying that just the regular economics of the league, and that's too much.
You don't pay a dime corner, a four corner, $2 million.
I stand corrected then.
No, you don't do that. That's not good business. you would like to shift that somewhere else. Now, if you could find a way.
Can we bring back Matt Bryant with that money?
If they want to bring him back.
Can we bring back Matt Bryant?
I mean, there's no reason to bring back Matt Bryant.
What are you talking about?
He's gone. They're not going to bring him back.
Do you agree with the Falcons saying goodbye to Matt Bryant?
No, I don't agree with it, but I understand it.
Okay.
It's business.
I think it's bad business.
I don't. I think it's business. I would love him to be here, but,
Do you trust Giorgio Tavecchio to make 85 to 90% of his kicks next year?
You better trust him because he's your kicker now.
Why? But you better trust him, and do I trust him are two different
You're
things.
You're absolutely correct. Do you trust him? How do you not know? Because did he kick bad when he
No, he was fantastic.
Brian? Exactly.
But
they saw that.
Small sample.
They saw that, and then what else do you look at nowadays? The price tag. It's becoming, me and he were talking about in the bullpen, it's becoming a young man's game. And they saw enough in Tavecchio to say, you know what? Let's go with the young guy.
Well, Matt Bryant talked about, you can have outlooks and you can have opinions.
Yeah.
But then there's the production.
I agree.
Careful what you wish for.
I 100% agree with Matt, but I'm a part of that. You got to understand the business of it. You can't take this personal no more, and that's what happens nowadays. You see athletes take it so personal. No, you take it as business. I learned that early in my career, all right? And I learned it from a vet who got released. I'm all mad about him getting released. Like, young fella, it's a business.
Who was it?
A good friend of mine, Ed Perry. Ed Perry was the long snapper in Miami for a long time.
I was going to say, was he a tight end
yes,
as well?
Long time. I was, he was my mentor.
Uh-huh.
And I got so mad, like, why y'all? And I went to Ed, hey, man, sit down. Don't be mad for me. It's a business. I'll be all right.
How long had he been in the league?
It was 8 years, and all of them with Miami.
Hmm.
He was like the snapper for 8 years for Miami. And so, I hate it because I like Mac Bryant. Personally, he was a former teammate of mine, and he did a whole lot of things for the Falcons.
Where were you a teammate?
He was in Miami with me when Orlando Mari got hurt, and he came in and kicked for Orlando, and we were all like, damn, Orlando, let's keep this guy.
Interesting. Yeah. So he let me get it. He started with the Giants.
Right.
And then didn't he split a year with the Colts and the Dolphins?
I think it was us and it might have been the Colts. It was us and somebody else.
And then he went to Tampa Bay.
Yes. It was us and somebody else.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It might have been the Colts. But
it's amazing how he bounced around and then found a home.
With that being said, I mean, he's a fan favorite. You kind of automatically knew you're going to have three when he came up. I mean, he was that clutch, all that. Won games, tied games. I get all that. It's a business. And that's how the Falcons are viewing it. I don't think they view it as he won't be as productive. I think they're saying we got this young guy that we think that can be as productive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.